often emphasize how badly negative thinking affects someone's mental health, yet scientifically, it's proven that people bond more over negative thinking, attitudes, or circumstances rather than positive. How are we supposed to battle the effects of negative thinking if we live in a contradictory world? Maybe it's because people aren't truly aware of its detrimental effects. The mind is a magical but dangerous place. If you don't know how to control it, it will control you. According to the National Library of Medicine, persistent negative thoughts activate the amygdala, the brain's fear center, increasing the release of stress-related neurotransmitters like cortisol. This then lowers the levels of serotonin and dopamine, happy hormones, contributing to depression, resulting in hopelessness. Repeated negative thoughts reinforce neural pathways of self-doubt and failure, resulting in isolation. Chronic cortisol elevation leads to high blood pressure, weakened immunity, digestive issues, and inflammation, which results to sickness. The responses go like, negativity is bad, stop being negative, just talk to someone, and be mindful. But not a lot of people cover why do we think so negatively, or how do we overcome it. While trying to do research on the effects of negative thinking and how it can change it, I tried to interview a number of people, but I never got a direct answer. It appeared that the students were either downplaying the impact of negative thinking or lacked the social awareness of how harmful it can actually be. From a school psychologist, I did get more information from their perspective. However, they were hesitant and careful on what they said. So I started to do my own research. And while doing it, I started to ask a question. How does negative thinking start? And I thought to myself, it's your thoughts. So that's where I started. I found out how thoughts are made. According to the MIT School of Engineering and Lena Badonchi Press, when a new thought is made, neurons will start firing neurotransmitters, and it creates a complex web. However, for a neuron to start firing, you need a stimulus. Maybe an emotion, occasion, change of weather. It can be anything. But if the same stimuli keeps popping up, the neurons will eventually fire automatically without you thinking about it. That's when your subconscious takes over. So pretend you got a phone for the first time, and for the first few days, you'll have to think about picking up your phone when you wake up in the morning, because you're not used to it. But as the days pass by, when you wake up, you don't even think about it anymore. You just pick up the phone. That's because those neurons are now firing automatically, putting them in your subconscious brain. The stimuli could have been the sun is up or your eyes open, but either or, those neurons are firing automatically. And little do you know that most of the negative thinking you do is subconscious. Obviously, there are more forms of negative thinking that are easier to pick up on, such as self-hate or blaming. But did you know that perfectionism is also a form of negative thinking? I realize that there are so many actions that are interlinked with negative thinking that it's hard for people to just stop. I mean, how can you stop doing something when you didn't know you were doing it? Here is something that I found in my reading on how to acknowledge your negative thinking and how to change it. I was talking to Mr. Leonardi, the school psychologist, and he discussed how meditation helps him relax and think of things differently.
So I'm one of three school psychologists at Roslyn High School. I have a couple of different like standard things. I think, you know, the power of distraction is really helpful. Mm-hmm. One of the things that I do on a regular basis and it helps my life out is meditating, right? Mm-hmm. There's also mindfulness.
Meditation is a way in which you're stuck with your own thoughts and hear your voice clearly. Although it may sound uncomfortable and scary, through that quiet space and alone time, you can get to think more deeply about the actions you do, and you get to notice the thoughts you have. The second step, notice your patterns. According to the Harvard Health Publishing, open quote, a big part of dismantling our cognitive distortion is simply being aware of them and paying attention to how we are framing things to ourselves. Good mental habits are just as important as good physical habits. If we frame things in a healthy, positive way, we almost certainly will experience less anxiety and isolation. So once you start unlocking your subconscious, try to observe why you do what you do, and how do you talk about others? Do you find yourself often getting mad over little things? Do you judge other people automatically before giving them the benefit of the doubt? Once you start to notice those patterns, internalize them. Third step, put them into your conscious brain. According to transformative coach Linka Sawhney, she states, open quote, "This is why recognizing patterns is such a crucial first step into personal growth, because it literally helps us bring the unconscious to our conscious awareness. By bringing your thoughts into your conscious awareness, it acts as a stepping stool to show someone where and how to start changing their ways." Why is this all important? Unlocking your subconscious and finding the root of your negative thinking? It's because when you're suffering through depression, anxiety, and all of that, one common factor they share is negative thinking. You feel stuck, you don't know where to start, and you feel like it will never end. So seeing that there is a beginning, a place to where your thoughts start, must signify that there is also an ending, to where your negative thoughts come to an end, giving everyone hope that there is a chance for change.